And I think we can start. So our next speaker is Dheeraj. Am I pronouncing
Dheeraj.
it right? Who is going to talk about JavaScript security. You should care about that subject because it's an important one. Dheeraj, when he's not coding, he's thinking about food or drinking coffee. So I guess, as all of us developers, big round of applause for Dheeraj.
Hello everyone, my name is Dheeraj and I'm very excited to be here and thank you all the great organizers for having me. This is my first time at FOSDEM, so I'm very excited. Today I'll be talking about JavaScript security. Before we get started, just with a show of hands, how many of you are passionate about security or think of security before building application? There we go, yeah. Oh, all right. A lot of my, that's great. So I'm sure this is a very important topic for all of us, and I hope to share some of my learnings. Just a little introduction about me. I work with amazing front-end team at GitLab. It's been almost more than 4 years. And I also like playing table tennis, and I can play switch. I can switch my hand in between just to for fun and winning the game. I like to find security bugs with all the applications I use, just to poke around, sometimes for fun, sometimes for swags. Who doesn't like free swags or goodies? So I've reported some of the companies where I've reported bugs, been doing it for a long time. This mirror alert is something which I'm very much excited about. And we'll be talking about it in the next slides. To give you an idea, today's agenda is very simple. We're going to be talking about XSX, CSP demo, and some of the initiatives we have been taking at GitLab to improve our security posture and some of the best practices we can follow while building any application. And if time permits, we'll have some question and answers. So first and foremost, security is important. So everyone knows like security is like an elephant in the room when everyone agrees to it, but only a few take it very seriously. But like most of the companies do not know that if their app is compromised, they'll lose the trust from the users and they'll not be able to, you know, get so much customers. So there's a famous saying that there are some companies who are have been hacked, but some of them do not even know that they have been hacked yet. It's like speeding on a highway where first you drive incredibly fast and then you get fined and then you start driving a bit slower. Our primary perspective about security is always about the security is always at the back end. But in this talk, I'll be giving a lot of insights on the front-end security. A little story time. There have been many instances reported here and there about security bugs, where one of the popular one was where somebody was stealing your McDonald's website passwords. How they were able to was just using a reflected XSX, using a sandbox bypass for AngularJS. And like as soon as a user visit McDonald's sites and they save their password, they type their password, they were storing the password in the client side in local storage. And when you visit a link sent by an attacker, they would be able to use the passwords being stored on the local storage and send it over to the attacker website. And another instance where you know popular WordPress have been hacked a number of times, where there have been instances where a plugin has a malicious code which reaches a database, and once it is rendered on the UI with the vulnerable code, and if somebody was able to log in using admin, would able to, you know, send a request and create fake accounts. So it's just like installing a keylogger using just a code. You might be familiar with this particular application, ChatGPT. Even in that, a known researcher was able to, you know, just pass this a code as a markdown link with a JavaScript protocol, and it was being rendered, and it was quickly fixed. But so we have been talking about XSX. So it's called cross-site scripting. It's so complex that I have been knowing somebody who has been doing PhD in this particular topic. And to know more about it, it's very simple. When data being used, being supplied to the application becomes part of your code. In this example, like an image tag with a source which is invalid, and honor attribute will help you to add some JavaScript to it. And the screenshot has an example where I reported a bug to Uber, where I just add this particular code to my name, and when admin sees that this name is malicious, they try to delete it. And when they delete it, that pop-up will appear. And that was reported using their HackerOne program long back. So it's more than just an alert pop-up. It's just a try, maybe?
You can try.
Yeah, exactly, right. So it's the problem here is with the document write, it's just taking the URL from the query parameters, and without sanitizing or escaping it, just putting in the DOM, and which can actually lead to NexusX. So how do we fix, or how do we protect this? So we have to have analyze, inspect all the places where DOM elements are created. And there's a famous code called attribute called inner HTML function, which should be actually avoided at all. And to prevent these bugs, we can also have a linter rule to be placed so that these sort of vulnerable functions are not being used in the code base. And like famously, we should just do input sanitization or output encoding. We'll be talking more about it. Then we have on the client side, we can have multiple flags. We can help you secure the cookies. So there's two flags which I would like to mention. One is secure, which will help you make the cookies, which are sensitive in nature, are always transmitted over HTTPS protocol. And there's something called HTTP only. Does anyone know what is HTTP only flag? Does?
It cannot be accessed by JavaScript.
That's correct, yeah. So this is something you might see it for all the session cookies we have on all the applications. This will make sure that even if an XSX bug happens, it will not be able to read the session cookies data, or the cookie which has the HTTP-only flag data. At this point, I would like to show a demo. Maybe I can just show a demo rather than a screenshot. I thought that'd be fun. So this is a vulnerable application, which is a secure site. And if you try to do like a hello world, you can see that it's a hello FOSDEM thing displayed here at the bottom. And if we try to enter any HTML to it, let's see if it does render or not. And with just a underline tag, there's underline being rendered. So that gives a hint that it might be rendering HTML. So how about we just add the code which we have been seeing, like a image tag with invalid attribute, invalid location, and the owner attribute. So it just adds a prompt or an alert, but this is again not really harmful. So we can try to read something like, this is the website's name, and we can also try to have local storage data. Okay, here we go. So it's like you can read the local storage data which have been stored on this particular website. So to talk more about the code base which is making this vulnerable. So in this is a React application where you can just see that there's a piece of code called dangerously set inner HTML. It's a variant of inner HTML for React, and it can be harmful. So actually, it's not even needed here. So, yep, please go ahead. Oh, sir. Yeah, sorry about that. So that was the code which was being vulnerable, which is being used to render the data. We put it in the search bar. But if you want to fix it, we could just, you know, remove this and just render it directly, because React view, such frameworks does escaping by default, and there is no need to render HTML. And if we just try to save it and refresh it, so it just tried to render exactly what you write in and not render the HTML we have. Right, so going back to the slides, that was the backup, like if the demo doesn't work, I can show some slides. and yeah, so like I mentioned, it's the dangerously set inner HTML can be avoided here where possible. And if it's not possible to avoid it, what we can do is like add some sanitization to it. So rule of thumb for preventing such issues, like first of all, never trust any user input you have in your application, wherever the user input is coming through it, and avoid such inner HTML variants like dangerously set inner HTML, VHTML for Vue.js, and always sanitize your input and escape it wherever possible, though the framework like React Vue will do it for you automatically. And there's also things like links. Links must be secure by default. There's not something browser does it, and not even the frameworks does it for you. And then the ESLint or similar linters can be used to prevent that these functions cannot be used in the code base. Then the next we'll be talking about content security policy. So it's like an advanced or defense in depth layer mechanism which allows you to restrict your website to load certain resources. And you might have seen this error in the console whenever a malicious content is being loaded, it will prevent and throw this error. I can just show how content security policy can fix this particular issue. Let's go back to the code base and so this is the vulnerable code. And if I go to its index.html and try to add this meta tag and just write that we only want to allow certain script from the self. Self means the same origin. And if we try to refresh it, maybe I did not save it. Yeah, so if we go to the console and I'll zoom it, and if you can see that it was being refused to